Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter, and we welcome to the program Cindy Boren from the Washington Post. Cindy, we appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad to be with you.
Thanks very much. Cindy is on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Big news yesterday with the Olympics postponing. And I'll ask you this right out of the gate. There's been tons of criticism by a lot of people in the sports world about not postponing this sooner. Is that criticism justified in your mind?
Probably not to me. I think that you know, it's such an enormous decision to make, enormously important. And I think, you know, they wanted to go with all possible deliberation, see how the coronavirus situation resolved itself around the world. And, you know, it's still going upward. So I think they finally, because of the pressure from the local federations, you know, the each country's federation, like the U.S., Australia, Great Britain, Canada, you know, they said, you know what, that we've now got that behind us. You know, they weren't out there making the decision. They've got athletes pushing them, you know, USA Swimming, USA Track and Field. So, you know, there was a basis there for their decision.
Talking to Cindy Boren of the Washington Post about the Olympic postponement. And was there any conversation, do you know? I mean, they postponed it a whole year. Would have been it been feasible to postpone it, you know, a couple of months and pushed it back? Or was this, you know, a situation where it was going to either be like a full calendar year or they were going to try to go on as planned?
It was either going to be close to a full calendar year. We don't know the dates exactly when they'll reschedule it. But, yeah, it was either going to be in the summer or, you know, it wasn't going to be in, say, October.
All right, so this is that official, by the way? I mean, what have they decided, like, what the plan is? I mean, everyone's assuming it'll be same time in 2021. Is that official?
The only thing they've said is before the end of the summer. So, you know, make of that what you will. I can't imagine that it won't be in kind of the same calendar slot. It just seems logical to me. But, you know, I haven't done the kind of deep dig on the calendar that they're going to be doing in the next few months.
Yeah, it seems. I mean, I think the question that had already been raised is what would happen about qualifying, right, for the 2021 games.
Yep.
And, you know, would some athletes have to re-qualify? I mean, the cancellation of all these qualifying events due to the pandemic means that almost 50% of
right.
the 11,000 competitors were yet to book their spots in Tokyo. So every sport, I think, and Cindy, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, would they be discussing that every sport is likely to be given the chance to maybe rewrite their own qualification criteria?
That's up in the air, but that seems unfair to me that you would have to qualify twice. But,
right.
you know, again, this is, you know, these are uncharted waters, and they'll still be the 2020 Olympic Games, by the way.
You're keeping the name, huh?
Yeah, you don't have to burn those T-shirts that you bought.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fair enough, Cindy. Can you talk a little bit, you know, because a lot of people aren't realizing, I guess, even outside of the safety concerns, obviously, with the coronavirus, but, you know, especially in the United States, as they've begun to close down fitness centers and training facilities,
yeah.
as some of these athletes were beginning to ramp up, the difficulties for them, even, you know, when they start moving these qualifiers around, very few of these athletes have ever taken more than 3 days off in a row. And I was listening to Katie Ledecky talk about this. She's like swimming in neighbors'
yeah.
pools and stuff, trying to figure out how to get this done and stay in shape as they were trying to plan and figure all this thing out as it moves forward.
Definitely. Let that sink in for a moment. Katie Ledecky, the preeminent, you know, American swimmer in the Olympics now with the retirement of Michael Phelps. You know, Katie Ledecky can't find a pool. You know, this is a big problem. And you had others, of course, track and field athletes that were having problems, believe it or not, you know, getting out on a track. The gymnastics folks weren't happy. And, you know, let's face it, swimming, gymnastics, and track and field and the U.S. are, you know, the big driving forces in the Summer Olympics.
Talking with Cindy Boren of the Washington Post as we talk Olympics with you. Were you going to be assigned to go cover the Olympics, Cindy?
We hadn't actually made our minds up yet. I was trying to not to, just because I'm more focused on the NFL, so, you know, that would be kind of tricky.
Yeah, well, and the only reason I ask that is because I was curious, while it was still going on and they were They were trying to dig in, and you know, this is the Olympics, right? And I agree with you. You know, when you pull the plug, you know, that's a big decision. I was curious, even from a journalist standpoint, if they would have still had this and it was calmed down. I wonder if a lot of entities, even like the Washington Post, would have probably had – I mean, you couldn't mandate to your employee, hey, you're going to cover this if you're uncomfortable going, right?
Yeah, you know, especially I can only speak for the Post, but they're very sensitive to, you know, how reporters feel about things. They don't want us taking needless risks. You know, in fact, they sent us home on March 4th. You know, we've all been working remotely for how long? Almost 3 weeks now.
Wow.
I don't even know what day it is. That's how bad it is when you never leave your couch. But yeah, they sent us home 3 weeks ago. We've all been working remotely. And, you know, if there were a chance that it were really dangerous, you could say, I can't go. In fact, I believe there was an incident one time. I can't remember what it was. Was it SARS or it's been years ago, but there one of these viruses was going around and someone's wife was pregnant. And, you know, he's like, I don't want to cover it because of this. And, you know, of course, the Post was very, you know, very eager to take care of him, you know. And it wasn't even him. It was, you know, he didn't want to come back and be with his wife. So there you have it.
It makes a lot of sense. We're talking with Cindy Bourne of the Washington Post talking about the Olympics. And, you know, one of the things that when you start moving the calendar, like that's people don't realize how structured, you know, all these different sports and all their different qualifiers, but then also the world championships and everything. Is there any talk that you've heard about potentially how this could impact, you know, the calendar for some of those other events that were going to exist in 2021?
Not yet. I haven't actually figured it out and seen how it will work. You know, for some athletes, it's kind of a godsend in that, for instance, Steph Curry. You know, Steph Curry couldn't have played probably this year. You know, it would have been questionable because of his situation with his hand. You know, next year, will LeBron play? You know, he might have this year if there had been an Olympics because he hasn't played a full NBA season. Next year, you know, that's a lot of wear and tear. So, you know, I think it kind of plays havoc that way. But I haven't really looked to see how, you know, how everything matches up. And we don't really know yet because we haven't actually seen the calendar.
No, but I think it's a good point. And I don't know if some of these bigger names would choose to do it. I mean, even Tiger Woods, he's having some back issues right
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for Tiger, he you know, I was going to say he might be doing a cartwheel, but he shouldn't do that with his back.
No, you don't want to follow, you know, John Daly if you can help it.
You know, he would like to play in the Olympics. He was sort of on the cusp. You know, it's a double-edged sword. Will he be high enough, ranked highly enough to make the Olympic team next year? On the other hand, he might be healthier next year. So, you know, Who knows?
It's a good point. Cindy, thank you for jumping on with us and giving us the latest about the Olympics and the postponement and all the decisions will have to be made in the coming months. And like you said, some athletes will benefit. Some athletes will certainly be very disappointed. Most of them, I imagine, will be because they've trained for this moment. Now everything's on hold. But we appreciate your insight. And when things break, we'll reach back out to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Great to be with you. Bye.
Thanks. That's Cindy Bourne of the Washington Post. She was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.